Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Julie Sabatino is the CEO and founder of The Stylish Bride. It is a great website and a resource for anyone getting married. And Julie, just by the way, have you heard of that? Do some people take the honeymoon before the wedding?
Well, I've heard of them taking, kinda, I guess so. Sometimes they need a little break from planning. I thought there was a cute name for it, but it can't. It's not coming to.
Oh yeah, it's almost like the baby moon or
right.
Something like that.
The
yeah,
baby moon. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's
it's definitely not a baby moon.
He's putting that off. We wanted to get you on WGN to talk about David Bridal's and the bankruptcy, and when Mary shared the stats of how many dresses they provide for brides, yeah. I was kind of stunned by the number. Mary, do you remember what it was? Or
was it 1 in 3?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've read that. I've also read 1 in 4, but even still, no matter what, it would be a lot.
Yeah, and I guess it's because they're just nationwide, and people are familiar with the name, and there seems to be one in just about every town. So what kind of inside scoop do you have on that? Is that something that people should be concerned about?
No, because you know what? As of right now, they haven't said that they're closing any stores, and they're, you know, taking a look at it. I think that, you know, it seems like and they've also said that anyone that has purchased the dress, they will honor that. And so I don't think it's anything for brides to be scared of right now.
Okay. They did say they're firing like 9,000 people or laying them off. So I'm telling you, brides are nervous anyway. On your website, The Stylish Bride, I thought it was interesting because you have something about wedding day dressers. What is that?
That's right. Yeah, so it's when my team goes on site for the wedding day and prepares and steams and troubleshoots and sews and does all of the things that, you know, we used to have hundreds of years ago when women got dressed in gowns like this, but we don't have those things any longer. So our team goes on site and takes care of all of the fashion components of the wedding for the client.
That's really nice. Because usually
it is
a stress.
And we have a team in Chicago, too. Yeah.
Oh, you do? So you have teams in cities across the nation?
Yes, and actually some internationally as well. So we have many cities in the States and then also in London, Milan, and France.
So my guess is you deliver the dress as well. It's your responsibility to get the dress to. Yeah, very nice. Nicely done. Takes the hassle out of the mother of the bride or the bride's maid who is like, I don't know how to sew that up. I can't do this. I'm not sure how to button it up.
Right.
Yeah, there are so many issues you run into. What are other pieces of advice you could give to people who are planning a wedding or actually already have one coming up?
In terms of the fashion or in terms of the wedding day?
The wedding day.
Yeah, you know, I think that, well, there are a couple of things. So my area is the fashion. And what I can tell you is that the number one fashion emergency that we see on the wedding day is the bustle of the dress breaking. And for those of you that aren't familiar with that, wedding gowns typically have a really long train in the back. And all of that fabric has to go somewhere so that the bride can move around and dance. And so it's kind of a contraption. No, it's like it's all pulled up in the back, and that's called a bustle. So, but when that doesn't stay secured, which is really common, that it's really hard for the bride. So a lot of times on site, my team is fixing that. And the way that a bride can prevent having that happen is making sure that in the final fitting, the bustle of the dress is off the floor. And this is, it seems like kind of a small detail, but you want it to be about an inch above the floor so that nothing is dragging, and then it won't get stepped on, and then it won't come out. And honestly, it'll save you so much time on your wedding day, and you don't have to pause to redo the bustle, and you can just enjoy your party.
And inevitably, somebody will step on it, especially when the dance floor is packed. So do you find that a lot of your brides not only have a gown, but change into something cute and not as formal for the dance or the or later reception?
Yeah, absolutely. Almost all of them do. And I think that's because, you know, you're in that gown for a really long time. Even if your ceremony is called for, let's say, 4 o'clock, you're probably getting into that dress around 1 or 2. So by the time 10 o'clock rolls around and you're really ready to dance, brides want to be more comfortable and change into something that lets them move more freely.
And what is the trend this year? I know when I hosted a wedding at my home in my backyard, my godchild had the cutest little, like, jumpsuit, all bridal lace and everything, but it was darling. What's the trend this year for brides once they get out of their dress? What should they get into?
You know, what we're doing, it's funny because we're doing a lot of long gowns, but that are just easier to move in and that they can wear sneakers with. So it's interesting because I would have said, you know, if you'd asked me this a couple of years ago, that it's always short and fun and you know, or even a jumpsuit. But brides, especially for really formal weddings like black tie weddings, they want to stay formal like their guest, but just easier. So we're doing a lot of long sparkle and even just like a slinky fabric type of dress.
And the tennis shoes are okay. And when you say tennis shoes, what kind of tennis shoes are you talking about?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, sky's the limit. You can get the amazing Alexander McQueen ones that have, like, you know, Swarovski crystal all over them. Or you can just, you know, put on your Stan Smiths and have fun. Whatever is comfortable for you at that point.
And any last words of wisdom for people who do have a dress on order at David's Bridal?
Hello.
Your phone broke out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I broke out.
That's okay. So before we let you go, like, is there any reassuring words? I mean, are you confident you really think that this is not going to be a problem, even though they filed bankruptcy, they should be able to get their dress and that the company will follow through?
I do think that. Yeah, I think that everyone that works in this space really understands how important it is for, you know, the wedding dress. And I get the sense from what I've read that they'll do everything in their power to honor that. And so, you know, I think that if anything, future brides that have not purchased their dress yet, I would say maybe consider other options. But for people that have already purchased, I don't see them not honoring that.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope that you can come back and join us again. TheStylishBride.com. That's where you can check it out. And you will see her picture on the very front. And her quote is, "I had never set foot in a bridal salon before I was engaged, but I had a vision that it would be just like in the movies. And it's not really."